increase, the increase, and I did go back, and I did look at COVID, but the increase, so 2023 to 2025, because I should have been reevaluated every odd year, and at 2023, that should have been entered in. In whatever system you're talking about, your appraisal system, and there is a, either stabilization or it's declined, which is what my research has shown, by 13.5%. 13.5% median listing price in the county.
So you're also looking at listing price. You're not looking at sold price. There's a difference.
Well, I'm trying to get a median price. I'm trying to get an average for the county. I'm assuming that's what the it goes by. You know, how about just go by inflation? The CPI for housing is down 2.1%.
When we're checking valuation, I mean, what it had, in other words, we could have a property that's valued at $3 that hasn't been assessed and or got missed in some manner, and it's gone up really as a board. What we're tasked with is, has the assessor valued your property, regardless of the percentage increase from one year to the next, has the assessor valued your property at above fair market value? So, I mean, we're kind of limited on what we can do, and we certainly can look at whether or not your property is at fair market value. And but the percentage increase, if it's over 15% in a given year, your impact notice is going to tell you that you can have them come out and inspect the interior of your house, but that may or may not make any difference. I don't know in your case. But the percentage... from that standpoint, I understand what you're saying, certainly, but I don't know how we can help you right now. I mean, without more evaluation, if you can give us some evidence, we'll be happy to table it and let you present it.
And well, the evidence would be that I paid less than $200,000 to build a house. It was valuated in 2023. They're actively in my house. They were in my backyard measuring the pool while my wife was home, which I thought was a little odd. So they've actively been targeting my house, and this isn't a house that's been overlooked. This is a house that I've had a conversation with the assessor multiple times about. And, you know, what I'm saying is that I don't believe that this house has been fairly valuated compared to the county. So I get it that you're saying the valuation is less than what it's worth. All of the houses are like that. All of the houses are valued less than what they're worth by 40 to 60%. But you have mine at like 80%. You have mine over what I paid. And that's my point. It's not a fair valuation.
So that's what we're asking.
And as a board, you guys know this. You've seen these numbers. You know it's not a fair valuation.
Joel,
Andy Williams' $2 million home on three lots in Port Royal is valued at $550,000, but my house is at $700,000. That's not a fair valuation.
Joel, what do you think the value of your property is?
I think I built it for under $500,000, right? I've seen no inflation since 2023, and I think the valuation should be my valuation I thought was high in 2023, and I think it should be left alone. Even if you want to do the Hancock, they can do the 5%. But 30%, that's crazy.
Okay, you're talking about the rate of increase, and that's just not something our board can really deal with. Why was it assessed in 23 and then again in this year? In other words, what's the reason?
Not only that, and they came out in 24 and said I didn't declare a pool, which was on my assessment sheet. It said pool. And they came out there, and the guy said, wow, you didn't declare your pool, and he's out there measuring the pool. And then they redid it, and it went up again in 2024.
Okay. So it took an 18.
Because they said it wasn't entered in right.
Okay. So 23 to 24 to now.
This is a property.
He has been calling us in other years.
This is not something like my Port Royal property that I went 18 years without one increase.
Yeah, and the county has not gotten to Port Royal, and probably not my neighborhood either, I'm going to guess.
No, we haven't.
I'm going to play.
Okay.
So again,
23
knows that we are valued low across the county. And so in order for the assessor to do their job, they have to go out and reassess. And if a mistake is found, we do that. Again, the appraiser that came out did your entire neighborhood. He has also taken state tax commission classes and had worked for another county before us. So we know that he's pretty accurate on what he is appraising. And so we had him do that neighborhood. And he's very familiar with that neighborhood. So, again, I don't think we're out of line. You yourself just said that you are probably 80% of the value and that the assessor is supposed to be within plus or minus 10% of the actual cash value. And again,
it's not fair to go after, to target individual properties when as a county you're at like 35 to 40%.
It's not individual.
That's not fair.
It's the entire neighborhood around you.
And then you have, in addition, you have, you know, the senior waiver. So half of my neighborhood is exempt from this increase.
No, sir, they are not exempt.
That hasn't been taken into consideration either. But you know, you raise the property values, you know, disproportionately to the county, and then it lowers my property value. You know, it hurts my property value. You know, when people look at your house and they go, oh wow, you know, that's a hefty property tax. When governments, you know, this is. You know, there's talks about, and I know you guys understand this too, the unconstitutionality of property tax, you know, in Florida and other states trying to get rid of it as a whole.
Can I say something?
Yes.
All right. So, no offense, of course, but you're talking about all kinds of rules and laws, but you don't quite have all of them clear. The SB 190 that freezes the value or the property tax for seniors doesn't affect your valuation or theirs, not at all. So if you have neighbors who are 62 or older, they were reassessed also. And they, if they went up like you, that's the value of their house. They just, in that particular law that was passed, they are frozen at the same rate they paid in 24. So if they paid $1,000 and it went up to $2,000 because of the assessor going through, they still are only responsible for $1,000 of it, and that other $1,000 would have to come from somewhere else. So it does not hurt your property value. Everyone is valued the same by the assessor. We do nothing about the SB 190.
I think more of his, you know, based on the number of times he's talking about Andy Williams and things like that, I think more of his complaint is that simply that the assessor has gotten to their neighborhood but has not gotten to all of the other neighborhoods. And I think that is, I think we all saw this coming because, I mean, it's those neighborhoods are going to get that coming up shortly. Including the other ones. In other words, there are over 50,000 parcels in the county. Is that right?
Yes, there are. And the State Tax Commission is aware of where we are in our valuations, and we are under pressure to do our job, and that's what we are trying to do.
And it's not that us as an independent board feels beholden to the State Tax Commission, but it is not just this county that is getting a lot of heat from the State Tax Commission to get their values in line. So it's not, and my perception of having sat here for 8 years doing this is that they are, in fact, going across the county, and Branson's kind of last to get hit. So yours has gone up, and everybody else's will as well here soon. That's kind of, I mean, and I understand, especially when you get one of these, I mean, I've just sat here for this long. I understand the frustration as a taxpayer, but I don't feel like, just having sat here, that this is an intentional targeting. It's just that they are getting to your neighborhood before they're getting to several other ones.
But getting to my neighborhood every year since I've lived there?
I think
like you said, Fort Morale hasn't been assessed yet. but they came to my house again, but Farmer Al hasn't been assessed yet? Or how about Hickory Ridge? You know, the most expensive house in Hickory Ridge has a less valuation than mine. It's over $2 million. How about the Hershen's house? That's $590,000. I mean, I have a whole list of them here. My house is like one of the most expensive ones in the town, in the city.
Excellent.
Mr. Merrifield, you asked us to come out for a couple years.
It's been shut for two and a half months. It's crazy.
I get it. I know. They haven't gotten to them. Did you have an answer?
Well, my answer to him is we don't target people, but there was obviously some sort of problem that brought us out in the first place to check on the pool and that, and if something wasn't caught. And so he also called us after that, and we went out, and as he said, he tries to call us to come check. So we don't target you, but once you ask us to come to your house, we're obliged to show up. And so if something's found, you asked me, and I sent somebody out, so...
Yeah.
The percentage is not...
I did look at your form. You didn't write a value in at all what you think the house is worth. And so, again, you've not sent me any comps. So I don't know what to tell you. We just have to go with what we have for our cost system.
Yep. And because they haven't been evaluated. So, well, the question one of the panel members was, he was specifically talking about these increases and the large percentage of these increases. And obviously it's concerning. But the part of the problem is that a lot of these properties just haven't been evaluated in many years, haven't been brought up, haven't been. And yours is one of the you're one of the first of the dominoes. I mean, if they could do it all at once for one, that'd be great, but they have no ability to do that. And we're all taxpayers here too, so
I know, but there should be caps. There's states that have caps on increases. You just can't go around and all of a sudden increase people's property values or their property taxes by 49%, 52%. One of my friends on the other side of Branson Hill, 53%. I mean, that's negligence or someone missed something at some point. There's no possible way that you could tell me from 2023 to 2025 that our property values increased like that. And so, you know, so that's like saying nobody did anything, but all of a sudden everyone's going to do something about it now. I mean, it should be capped on this stuff. So, you know, okay, the most we can increase it is 10%. The most we should be able to increase, I mean,
I understand what you're saying, but that's something for the legislature, and I don't know how. I mean, you're asking us for that help. We don't really have that ability to correct the percent. In other words, to put a cap on percentages on a year annual basis, we don't really have that. It's anyway. I can relate. I understand you're frustrated, but I don't know what else. Is there any other questions from the board?
I mean, if he wants to provide some comps.
If he
wants to provide some comps.
I mean, if you can provide us with comps, we can table this and let you do that. But otherwise, I don't know what else we can do right at the moment.
I've given you every possible percentage, every median listing price. I don't understand how you can raise the valuation of a house over the last 2 years. It's not like they haven't looked at my house before, because they've looked at it three times. And over the last 2 years, raise it 30% when there's no indicator that I'm looking at that shows anything less than a decline in the housing market in Branson.
Okay, well.
So to say that it's 30%, then that's either an assessor abuse or assessor negligence.
What changed between 24 and 25?
Well, I agree with you, Mr. Merrifield. There was assessor negligence. And so, You know, people weren't trained. People went out.